The music thing. Okay, we're back. What a start. Made a coffee. Brand new bag of Highlander grog. Supposed to be like, yes. And I smelled a little bit. Like, okay. Let me brew it. Now I have it in a cup. I drink it. Like, what happened? Where did Highlander go? The Highlander left the building. Let's be with this tasteless coffee. Oh, that sucks. Well, anyway, welcome to Studio Two Rocks Live. It's Spawn Day. Lots of video about Queen's funeral. I didn't bother. Now the news agent, all the news, they're trying to make scandals. All that stuff. Oh, I'm just like, what is this? Was it Game of Not? For those of you who don't know what Not is, it's a British term. It means zero. The egg. Game of Egg. Hey. You can't do that. To me, I'm the king. Let's egg them. Eggs. I still go to war and throw eggs. Everybody stink. Yeah, Queen did some stuff, but you know, they did a lot of other stuff behind it. I mean, it just, so it just, it's yes, it's not. Prince Andrew banned from wearing military uniform. Is any banned completely? They're okay with the. Are they okay with them? Whichever. Jeffrey Epstein or something. It's not a big deal because, you know, if you watch Game of Thrones, that's my wife, the Lannisters, sister, brother, got caught having sex at the throne. And now he got the Targaryen. Princess and the uncle thing. Then the latest one, and it's like, you need to marry your gay cousin. I guess they're okay with that, even back then. So I guess they're okay now. I don't. I don't know what's going on with the royals stuff. For the rest of us, like, ew. But everyone, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, let it go. people are going crazy. Why am I saying the weird accent, Asian accent? Because I'm listening. We are listening to loudness. Crazy. Not crazy, but crazy. Was it a German chancellor? I don't know what. Someone from Deutschland says something's gonna happen 24th September. You'll see. Oh, okay, we go like 5 days. I'm gonna wait in anticipation. I wonder what it is. I'm getting my cookies out. Actually, I have cookies. But then I have breakfast here. I'll get some biscuit. Like crumpets. Coffee and crumpets. Dip in my coffee. Nom nom. Oh my god, 5 more days. Some magic will happen. Somebody said, the few people said, oh, they probably gonna put the start that whole alien come save us thing. Like, yeah. And it's probably not gonna work. Maybe it will work with the NPCs, but the rest of us, like, yeah. No, that's not alien. Those are hot plants. Oh my god. You know, I'll be like, hey babe, wanna go to the hot tub? Dare you say that to me? Who cares? They know they want it. They know they want to hang out with metal guys. Drinking beer and who knows, wine and champagne, hanging on the hot tubs in the middle of some ski resort. Like, yeah. Listen to this, the dumbest stories. The funniest, but the dumbest story ever. And it'd be fun. Why can't we have that? Bad Bath and Beyond. Suicidal and Beyond. Well, I'm just going through the web and stuff. Oh, hey, look. House of Dragons. Another brutal wedding. It's House of Dragons. Sucks. What am I going to do? Why do you have to say that? Why do I have to say that? It does. It sucks. It's like everything is trying to top everything else. Like, you can't top it. So you're on top. So you go crazy. And this is exactly what's happening. It's just a thing like long, long time ago. One of the very few podcasts I did. So we are the top peak right now. In terms of everything before he goes back down so we can rise back up. So everything gets pushed to the top and gets compressed. If you know like music and sound, like even my voice, I think there's a small compression on it. So it pushes up to a point, it squeezes everything. It can't go anywhere. Same thing with the current situation. Everything's so compressed. Everything's just like, passable, and stuff. And then there are crazy people out of nowhere. They were normal yesterday. And today, they're like wheeling like an axe. Going to McDonald's and threatening people. Like, the, you know, they get caught and then they wake up. Like, whoa, what happened? Yeah. Compressed. You're compressed. And you're depressed. Oppressed. You're oppressed. I don't know. But it just is getting on everybody's nerves. Like, best times. I know I said it so many times, meditation, how important it is with your breathing and your mindset, how to actually sit somewhere, do the breathing when without thinking one thing. Not even in your monologue, you can just absorb what's surrounding you right now with no reflection. Like, if a bird flew by, it's like, oh, you stupid bird. Like, you can't even think about that. Or you can't even like, oh, the bird. No, think of nothing. Just let it go. And do it. Even for like 10 minutes. Even 5 minutes. Your mind will clear up. Then you can start. We're getting inner stuff, then some of these pressure points come. Compression squeeze you to the situation. You can be like, wait, let me sit back and think about this. This is not right. I shouldn't be reacting to this. Right. Because the last couple, I wouldn't say couple decades, but last few, maybe one. Maybe more. We've been learning how to just to react. This happens, you react. You do react. No, it's like swordsmen in a kingdom. That's how they learn. Somebody strike you, then you get a block. Like, so you just blocking, learning how to block. There's no offense. Offense. Sorry. But now, of course, there is offense. So it's like click, click. And that's what the compression does. It screws with your psyche. But those changing of age, it's going to happen. You're going to see the madness. You're going to see it in everywhere, including people who write some of these TV shows. What are you guys doing, man? Like, don't put that there. It just... Yeah, housed. House of Naught. Somebody should make that. I don't do calls. Sorry. Pasa GH. Sorry about that. I don't do calls. This is not that kind of show. It's not even a show. It's me ranting. Sorry. Hi. me talking my butt off of absolute nothing and total nonsense. And hopefully somebody will enjoy it or not. Actually, I did that. I said that. I explained to somebody. He's like, "How do you get paid?" I said, "I don't want to get paid." Like, what do you mean? He's like, "This is, I gotta get this voice in me out of, so I can have a better perception or better perspective while I'm singing." And be like, "Oh, okay." It's like a rubbing your eyes when you wake up. You're just like, it's a little blurry. It's got the junk around the eye. And that's what it is. That's what this pocket does. That's it. And whatever I'm listening to, whatever I feel like it. But anyway. So TV shows. Actually, I got a friend when I lived in Hoboken, New Jersey. Is a, I don't know, he does a lot of stuff. He did filming, he wrote scripts, he built backdrops with some company. I don't know who else. Design sets. I don't know if he has one. Or he rents a, they call the techno cranes. He has that. It's like a camera operator, whatever, in movie thing he does. Friend John. Then now everybody moved out of Hoboken, like including all my artist friends. Like, they can't stay there. It's full of these rich kids just moving in and an old place to like the old days. That's what happened. Gentrified different way, then fell apart, and the artists came back in, fixed it. Made it nice, and all the rich kids who came back out, came back in and ruined it. And industry came in, W Hotel came in, built a nice one. Haven't been there. Like, no food's nice. You know, it's nice, but when you walk around and listen to these kids, rich kids, it's like all these guys cannot afford to eat over here. Shut up. It's pain. Pain in the butt thing. So everybody left. So John left. He told me he went to Tom's River, somewhere near there. Roller script. He sent it to me. I'm like, wow. I'm going to take a look. It's about sailing. And I only sail a few times. So I kind of know when somebody say a jib. Like, I know what jib is. So it's pretty cool. I just started the first few lines. Now I forgot what INT and EXT means. I have to I'm going to get my reference book again. Because I also operated on some cameras, some like just commercial stuff. And they will give me a list of what you need to do, even though I didn't need it. Because the cinema photographer would be like, "Here, take this shot at whatever setting you're in, camera, boom, ready, go." Right, you're just holding a camera and the correct angle, make sure your focus is correct. And we'll kind of after that, do the post production with the color correcting stuff. No big deal. But they still give you the whole thing. So at least prepare you ahead of time. So I don't know. Pretty cool. I'm going to take a look after today, after this podcast. Actually, no. After this podcast, I'm going to Asian market, get some of those rice noodle with onion flavor. Oh, perfect for fall. It's like onion soup, except the rice noodle. Tastes really good. Maybe get some scallion pancakes. I don't know what else. Can't think of anything. So, yeah. Let me see. Volkswagen is you're gonna raise the Porsche IPO. Porsche is gonna go boom. No, that's fine. I wish they would go back to the old 911. Like, they're building these new ones. Let's go back to that one with the headlight that like pops it out a little bit. I like those. Well, take it out. What make it nice and smooth? Aerodynamic. Who cares? It's a Porsche, man. It's got the classic look. Bring it back. They should bring back the 356. Of course, a lot of them, they make something new. It looks like the Boxster, which is okay. And then from PFA's podcast, listen, a lot of my friends who own Porsche say the Boxster is a girly car. Just like we say the other car I like, you know, the Mazda Miata RF. It's like, that's a girly car. I was like, what? Girly car? That's so tiny. It's like, yeah, I know. It's tiny, but it's fun. It's like go-kart. And no, the girly car. Crazy. And, you know, I'm not going to say any specific commercials. But I've been seeing a lot of these commercials with something to do with electric and credit. So are they gonna start doing this stupid thing? Like, no, cannot use gas. It started already. Oh, your carbon credits. Carbon allowance doesn't allow you to have a hamburger from the real cow. That's gonna happen. I'm like, I just see this weird commercial. Like, oh, they come in once a while. You got the regular ones, then you got this weird one. It's popping. Crap. Holy cow. I don't know. Impossible meat, I tried it. Yeah, it's all right. I don't know. Even regular meat sometimes. No. Like frozen. I got a whole bunch of frozen hamburger Angus patties. Because they're frozen. After you cook them. Like if you don't fry them to like char. It has a weird taste. Like texture. No. It's almost like you're tasting the Angus hair in the meat. It's got this one weird chewy part. I don't like that, man. But I gotta finish it. So, one day, there are something like 7 or 8 the patties left. Like, what I'm gonna do? Jeez. Chili? I can make chili. Mean chili with that one. Yeah. I actually have some chili from Costco. Costco made chili. Which is okay. I like mine. Because mine is super spicy. We take one bite and be on fire. It's a house of fire. Fire. Yeah, I love fire because this sweat, everything comes out, all the bad stuff just comes out body. I wonder if COVID or the whatever that mRNA stuff, the weird thing with the self assembly thing. Hate spicy stuff like chipotle powder or like some kind of super spicy hot powder, hot pepper, super hot pepper powder. They would just disassemble. Yes, you know, then sweat it out of your body. Then it attaches to somebody else's body. Because that's what hurt. This stupid mRNA thing. When you shed comes out, then it attaches to something else. It attaches to people, attaches to something else also. I would think, like, okay, then you have exposed electronics. And you got mRNA flying around. It's going to attach itself to a computer. It's like, hey, holy cow, talk about organic, mechanical, organic, like half and half spying software. Like, with spying hardware. Or something, just say, they have a switch that can just turn everything off, make it never turn back on. Hey, that'll work. I wonder. No. But I wonder, like, well, I've seen so many videos. Some people say it's real, some people say it's not real. I don't care. If you can see one of those things flying around, you know, you have a. If you have a microscope, look under. Did anybody try to put like hot sauce? You know, just let me introduce hot sauce and see what happens. Whether maybe there's a reaction. Because hot sauce is just, you know, who knows? Who cares? A lot of people don't care. I don't care. I don't know. I don't know if I care. But I'm just curious. Can hot sauce destroy something like that? Like artificial intelligence. Do they even know? Do the artificial intelligence have taste? They know they'll be burning. Why? Okay. Anyway, the kind of scroll my mouse into Zero Hedge articles. Which countries still have a monarchy? Of course, we know. London, England has one. But there are also parts of other ones. Commonwealth, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Where else? But there's something about Jamaica, right? I forgot what. Bahamas, right? Okay. The little vacation island. Wow, I can't believe it. Sweden has one. Norway has one. Denmark. Luxembourg. Wow, I haven't. No, that's one country I've never been. I've been to most of Germany and Belgium. UK. I haven't been to Luxembourg. I haven't been to Denmark or Norway or Sweden. I have to pay a visit. Probably tell me, get out. Who knows why? I don't know. You cannot come to our country and hang out with the hot blondes and then hot tubs. Oh boy. Andorra. What's Andorra? What's next to Monaco? Spain? I know Spain have one, right? Well, that's weird. Liechtenstein. Vatican City. Little monarch. Kuwait has it. Wow. Bahrain. Qatar. Japan, of course, still have it. Thailand, they do. Cambodia has one. Malaysia has one. Then you got the Southern Africa has some. In Northern Africa. And you, of course, got the Egypt, UAE, what's that? United Arab Emirates. And we got one right here. Froggy the Queen. I don't know, is it King or Queen? They could be like either one. There's another one hanging around. And they want to make babies. One of them will change. Yeah. Saudi. I had a history professor show us how to pronounce Saudi Arabia. Not Saudi Arabia.
Well, where are you from? I'm from Saudi Arabia.
Say no. When that happens, say no. He said, Saudi. Saudi Arabia. Okay, yeah, so I guess this is kind of cool. Constitutional monarchy. And there's absolute monarchy. preview.
Wow.
What these monarchs do? What about Obelix? Saudi. How many prints they got? Man? I mean, I know one the prince owns one of my supposedly the next employer, but I kind of gave it up. Limited brand. Specifically a Victoria's Secret. And Bad Path and Beyond, sort of. They don't. But he was interested in Victoria's Secret and Pink. Those two. Saudi prince. Very particular. I don't know if he still owns it, but he's very particular about the colors. It's like the one I remember one time decided, like, let's switch colors between pink and Victoria's. Pink will get the brown and pink, the VS signature look. And let's make VS store the pink colors. Everything is pink. Oh, what a mess that was. You know why? Because we stare at pink for too long. Everything pink. You turn away, everything else will get the opposite effect, color effect. So everything turns blue. I swear to God that several times I worked on it with the store, designing all the store interiors and doing the elevation stuff, renderings, and like for hours and hours. I was like, all right, I need to take a break, be back. And you lift your head, everything's like blue, like, oh. Then you go, like, walk down the street in New York, go to a cafe or something, and everything just got this weird blue hue. Just, oh, it's like, thank God I don't have to do this every day. And I almost did. Was one of working with them. That's before I knew everything about Epstein's stuff, but I did know there's some weirdness about the modeling agencies, specifically the CB2, because they kept sending stuff to when I worked with other people doing photo shoots and stuff with other brands. So we need a model for this just simple thing. Like we don't need to have this beautiful, well, just good looking, good enough. Let's go. Somebody new. Give them a chance. You know, you go forward. And go to, forget the other ones. So do whatever, like one, two, three. But they always got one from CB2, which is owned by Epstein's pal, and turned out to be something weird. And they will send it. And the model will be like totally too young to be in the. We'd say, we did not request this. So, oh, we just thought that you might want, like, oh, God. They're peddling stuff. Ready. Of course, back then, I'm I don't care. Like, we don't have time for this. Just put that aside. So let's get this person and we're going to shoot. No, the planning stage. You know, see if we can get a discount too. Like, all right. I didn't do that, but at least I get a picture. I'm like, okay. I have an idea what kind of lighting we need. probably not going to change their hair. I keep it as is and do the storyboards, help with the drawings and stuff. And it's like, man, back then, something was wrong. Is this CB2? Let me see. You know what? Let me take a look. It's on 14th Street. In New York. That's their tiny little office. Let's see. CB2. Oh, no. No, it's not there. Maybe it's CB4. Maybe they close. Yeah, I guess they closed. There's a ton of weirdness. So I kind of glad I got a passion. Because now looking back, I'm like, you know, that was fun. And I make some money. But eventually, these people run out of ideas. They realize, come up with a good idea. It's like, no, that thing sucks. Then, like, a week later, so, oh, I got a new idea, and it's yours. Like, oh, you. Well, a lot of them were afraid after they found out, you know, I'm part of New York hardcore. A lot of friends in New York that they thought, like, what, you're just a newcomer. I was like, no. We've been there for a long time. A lot of people on the streets, they can just say, no, we don't like it. You do not come into the studio at all. Like, ooh. Or they give it, like, oh, we got this guy. It's like, nope, you're going to pay for it. The full. Sorry. You know, things like that. Happens. Yeah, so that, yeah. Wow. Yeah, CB2 is gone. The CB4 or CB2? Can't remember. Yeah, the agency's gone after the whole fiasco with the, you know who, Epstein thing. It's gone. Fell apart. It's on 14th Street. And I think it's on 8th and 14th. I think. What is this? It's by a train station. ACE. Museum of Illusion of the Gold Deception. Could it be that? No, it's not. Who knows? Who cares? It's over. You know, and with this thing, if what other people say will happen. People are going to start dropping off because they got the jab. Manhattan is going to be less people, and then be less people maintain it, and it's going to fall apart. Like, I don't know if I want to live there. I know a lot of people decide to move back in there. It's like, oh no, the rich people keep it clean. Okay, who's going to work for, who's going to make the food? Rich people are going to make food for rich people? Or are they going to use robots? What are you guys going to do? There won't be any crime. Let's get the cops out. Like, get robot cops. Robo cops. I might as well just put a lot of T-2000s on the street. With a Cylon. By your command. Yeah, go get me a pizza. Yeah, with like two slices. And no anchovies. No. A can of Coke. By your command. I don't know. I mean, I still have some friends of Manhattan. They say that it's not the same. But they have been, these guys have been to some of the worst part of New York. So to them, it's like normal. Okay, so that's it with this thing. Yeah, monarch to this, pretty funny. Well, it was Saudi prince. Never met him though, but he did want to put some. There's a store. They opened a store. Yes, store by the Macy's. Like the New York, the 34th Street Macy's. There's some building code that you cannot violate, right? You just, I don't know. You want to put an elevator in there. Like, whoa. No, you can't do that. No, the building manager is like, no, this is historic work spot. We do not budge. And I remember that, the whole fiasco with that one. That's like many years ago. I don't know if he's still around. That's the thing. I don't know if he sold it. I haven't heard from anybody who work in those departments. And I really don't care anymore. So I want to do something else. If I win the lottery, I'm just going to get a whole bunch of JDMs. Just going to learn how to drift. It's going to be a drifter, right? Not a grifter, but a drifter. I don't care if I won the contest or not. I just joined in, like I know what I'm doing. It seems like fun. Hey, why not? That's what I'll be doing. Think of that. Get that nice beachfront property and go surfing. It'd be a beach bump the rest of the time. And do this podcast on the beach. Most fans, humanoid robot promise not to take over the world. That's the one that with the facial thing. I promise. Yeah, but you're programmable. Programmable means your ethic change. How do you know? Right? How do you know it cannot be hacked by someone with the goggles. Some kid with little goggles on it. The little, like the new, Sting, whatever that thing is. Sting Deck. Like, hey, check me, check this out, check that robot. Boom, 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 boom. Yay! How do you know? Anything is internet. Internet based. We have serious issues. I don't think so. But I guess that's why I don't know. I think they want us to jack in some VR goggles, something, controller sitting out of bed, intravenously fed something, and we'll be there in a robot counterpart, robot replica, will walk around the earth. Like that movie, The Surrogate. I think that's what they want. Oh, the robot's better than your body. I don't know. And they want to feel. I don't want to get zits. I don't want to get butt zits. I don't want to get my back zits. It's laying there. You ever seen that movie? When people get out of their bed, it's like, it's like, what happened to your face? Like, no, I don't want that. Nope. I don't know what else is going on. Get some silver, gold. Zero hedge. Keep like tippy toes on crypto stuff. But you have some. Like hold it if you can. If you don't want to hold it, and sell it. Don't sell it too low though. Because eventually it's going to come back. Because that's where the world is going. And now they got a competition. You know, Ether going into the ACE, wherever the new proof of stake thing. Dropped a lot too. When it drops like that. That low, like right now, it's relatively low. Yeah, I'll get some more. Over time, it'll come back. Everything goes down, the other ones coming back. The weird ones start rising on top. I don't even know what they are. Like half of them. Anyway, I think this is it. I'm going to clean up a little bit, then go into Asia market, get some food, good food, and try to salvage this stupid thing, the pilot, the grog. I don't know what happened. Maybe I have to like flip the grinds a little bit to get the flavor. It's like, I don't even smell it. I don't smell brandy or what they use. Rum. Rum and caramel. I don't smell none. Just a tiny bit. Like, meh. It's a meh. That sucks. Well, anyway. Enjoy Monday of September 19th, 2022. Have a wonderful day. And I don't know, hopefully you get nice coffee where you are. And just enjoy the day. I don't know what else. Just go about your business. Meditate. Learn how to do it. If you don't know, learn how to do it. Then learn how to do it so you don't hear nothing, including your inner monologue. Come on. For 5 minutes. I promise it's going to be okay. Your brain will come back. All the drama thoughts will come back. The inner voice of drama will come back. Just relax a little bit. Okay, so that's it. Have a great day. I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.